Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and to live in community with one another.
We're back on the Redefined Sisters podcast, Christmas Sweater Edition. This week, we're excited to have a conversation about preparing our hearts for the holiday season by focusing on joy. Our team has recently recorded episodes around the table on our Equip Her podcast, so please join us on Patreon for these exclusive, longer episodes. This partnership community was created to intentionally disciple you for the purpose of fruitful discipleship in the local church and equip you for ministry. This week, we have a fun question. Let's go around the table and chat about all things Christmas sweaters. Do you prefer pretty fashion-forward sweaters or tacky and silly sweaters? What about you, Emily?
I really like festive Christmas sweaters. So not so much on the tacky side for me, but I like shopping at boutiques and finding cute new ones every year. I do love shopping locally and supporting my community. So that's always just a great time. And I've got to know some of the ladies that work at the shop. So that's kind of what I like doing. What about you, Rachel?
That's so sweet. I love supporting local too. And festive Christmas sweaters are a great find in local boutiques for sure. Well, I love tacky sweaters. Particularly one that I made myself a few years ago. I made my own. I just got a green sweater and I put pictures of my cat on it, my cats on it. At the time, we only had two cats. And I got these plastic stockings that kind of look like picture holders. And I hot glued them to the front and the back of a sweater, and I put a picture of my cat on either side, and then I glued their Christmas themed cat toys all over the sweater so it jingles.
That's so funny.
It's really funny. And then we got a third cat, and I only had a place for my two other ones, and so I bought a stuffed cat that looks like my third one, and I put it on the shoulder. So anyway, it is so tacky, but I absolutely love it. And I love that I can find joy in something that's supposed to be really ugly.
That is funny.
Well, put on your favorite Christmas sweater, pour a cup of coffee or hot cocoa, grab your journal, and join us for a special time together. This will be perfect for any woman. Listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Rachel, will be your host, joined by my friend Emily.
Hi, ladies. Welcome back.
We are thankful for you and for your gracious support of this ministry and podcast. Thanks for tuning in, ladies. We would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we reach more women with a hope of the gospel. In today's episode, we are reading from the NASB translation of the Bible. And so the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:10-11. Let's jump into the conversation, ladies. As we enter the Christmas season, we will certainly hear the familiar lyrics, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room." What a beautiful reminder to us to prepare our hearts for Jesus and the joy that he brings to the world because of his sacrifice on the cross. Let's share some verses that come to mind when we think of the joy of Jesus. What verses come to your heart, Emily?
So the first one that came to my heart was Psalm 16, and I will read that for us. Starting in verse 1, "Preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good besides you. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who have bartered for another god will be multiplied. I shall not pour out their drink offerings of blood, nor will I take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my portion of my inheritance and my cup. So in this verse 5, I wrote, when it says, the Lord is my portion of my inheritance and my cup, I always make notes in my Bible, and I wrote, is Jesus enough? And then it says, you support my lot. Verse 6, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever. And I love this psalm because I think it's a beautiful reminder of joy in this Christmas season to remember that the Lord is our chosen portion, and his presence is fullness of joy. And then I'll go to Romans 12, 12, which says, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer. And I chose this because I felt like it was a really beautiful message that Paul gives in this section within verses 9 through 21. So these guiding principles are important within the Christian life, and they really remind me of the Beatitudes found in Matthew 5, which is part of a longer discourse over the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gives to his disciples in chapters 5 through 7. And Paul is continuing the same idea of living out the Christian life and what virtues should be present in our lives as we seek to do so. So, what about you, Rachel?
I love both of those verses, Emily. I love the verse in Psalms, so just the reminder that God's presence with us is our joy, and to always rejoice in hope, be patient in the affliction, and faithful in our prayers. That those in Romans, such great reminders of where our joy ultimately comes from. For me, I similarly, John 15, verse 11 says, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. I just love that verse that it reminds us again that he is our ultimate joy. And whenever we put our eyes on him, our joy will be full. And then my other verse that came to my heart was James 1, 2. Which says, consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials. I just love the reminder that joy can be found even whenever things feel hard or ugly or unbearable. Kind of like finding joy in a tacky sweater that might be unbearable to look at. You know, whenever we face those trials, we can consider it joy too. And another way we can prepare our hearts this Christmas season is to behold the King by remembering the gift of salvation through Jesus's death and resurrection. We go more in depth with this in our Equip Her podcast. Emily, do you have any other verses that came to mind during this conversation before we move into the application?
Yes. I wanted to go to Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. So this says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And Jesus taught a lot about the heart in the Gospels. And so, if we're truly focused on eternity and God's plan of redemption, For those we love and in our own lives, the treasures here on earth will lose their appeal in light of eternity, and God's kingdom and agenda will become more important, and the things of this world will slowly fade from our hearts as we stay focused on what God calls us to love and rejoice in this season.
Amen to that, not storing up our treasures on earth, but remembering that our treasures are in heaven. It's a great reminder in the Christmas season whenever we're focused on gifts.
Yeah, and it's hard to
Yeah.
do sometimes.
For
Really all
sure.
the time, but during Christmas you're buying presents and so it's
Yeah.
easy to lose sight of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Such a good reminder. Yeah, the verse that came to my mind is Romans 6:23, which says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gracious gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And again, the reminder of gifts and where our focus should be, that we can focus on eternal life, and that is a gift that we don't deserve. We deserve death because of our sin, but Jesus came to give us eternal life through belief in Jesus. And what an incredible gift that Jesus is, and what his life, death, and resurrection mean for us as believers.
God is patient with us, and that He doesn't want anyone to experience eternal separation from Him. He really desires that we all accept His gift of salvation. That is His heart and His desire for all of us. But we have the choice, to accept that gift or not.
So, how can we experience true joy when we behold the King this Christmas? Emily, what are your thoughts on that application question?
So one of the most tangible ways that I would like to behold the gift of salvation is just representing Jesus to those in my extended family. Experiencing true joy in the Christian life, I think it's important to invite others into that joy, the gift of salvation. So that's kind of where my focus is at in this season, because I think it's a really beautiful season to do that in. We're called to do that in every season, but especially Christmas time. I think people, their hearts are in that kind of in that place of receiving. So, I'm going to begin praying about what might resonate with these family members and other women that God has laid on my heart. And so I think it's just a great time to share the light of Christ to a world desperately in need of eternal hope found in Jesus. So what about you?
I love it. Such a good application. For me, definitely reminding myself that true joy only comes from Jesus is really important. I sometimes, but more often than not, get caught up in the to-dos or even in comparison of what others may have, and it can be, feel kind of hard or lonely. But grounding myself in the truth that true joy comes from Jesus helps my joy increase, especially as I walk through the holidays. We can remember that just as we can find joy in an ugly Christmas sweater, Christ brings us true joy amidst the ugliness of our world. Emily, will you pray for us?
Yes, and before I do that, I did want to say I do think it's easy to get caught up in the to-do list that we have this time of year, but just remembering the reason for the season and keeping our eyes focused on Jesus this Advent will really help with that and bring us joy. So,
Absolutely.
yeah, so I will pray for us. Heavenly Father, I just ask that you help prepare our hearts for this Advent season to keep our joy rooted in your Son, Jesus. That even when we do walk through difficult situations, trials, and tribulations that do come this side of eternity, May the light of Christ be so evident in our lives as we share the gospel with others this season, and in every season of our lives. We pray that you would get all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Emily. Thanks for joining us. We hope to see you in our Redefined Sisters Facebook community this winter. Join us live monthly on Thursdays. We love you. Thanks for being here, sister. Bye, ladies.
Bye. See you next time.
Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, head to our free Facebook community at www.facebook.com/group/redefinesisters, or join us in our membership community on Patreon for exclusive equipping resources at www.patreon.com/redefinesisters. You can also email us at hello@redefinesisters.com. We can't wait to connect with you.